With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. There are now more large wildfires burning in Montana than any other state. At least 18 large fires are consuming both forests and grasslands in eastern and western Montana. That's according to the National Interagency Fire Center, which says, quote, critical fire weather conditions are expected across the northwestern U.S. There are two public meetings tonight and tomorrow to give information on fires near Clinton and Quartz-Lozeau. Both are at 7 p.m. Tonight's meeting is in Clinton at the Clinton Fire Department to talk about the Goat Creek Fire. Tomorrow night's meeting is in Quartz-Lozeau at the Lozeau Lodge Pavilion to talk about the Sunrise Fire. The lightning-caused Goat Creek Fire in Granite County started Wednesday afternoon and is now estimated at 443 acres. It is located east of Missoula and south of I-90. The Sunrise Fire was pushed east-northeast by a cold front yesterday, increasing its size to 482 acres, and caused spotting across Meadow Creek late yesterday afternoon. An incident command and base camp for the Sunrise Fire is being established in Tarkio. Two of the state's largest fires are just a few miles outside Lincoln, where strong winds yesterday caused them to grow rapidly. The Park Creek is estimated at more than 2,700 acres, and the Arastra Creek Fire is nearly 2,100 acres. Multiple fires burning on the I-90 corridor east and west of Missoula have authorities concerned. They're among seven fires burning on the Lolo National Forest, totaling more than 3,600 acres. There are also two fires larger than 1,000 acres, each on the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. The Lolo Peak Fire west of Florence is still relatively small at an estimated 249 acres, but tonight, management of it is being transferred to the highest level incident management team. Irv Leach is manager of the Type 2 team that's been managing the Lolo Peak, as well as two other fires east of Missoula. A Type 1 team arrives to manage the Lolo Peak Fire tonight.
Having that team in place and able to respond and deal with that just makes for a better scenario.
At a meeting in Lolo last night, Leach said that although the Lolo Peak Fire isn't currently threatening any homes, it, quote, isn't going away anytime soon.
Eventually, there's going to be a wind event that could push the fire down into the flats and then start potentially threatening structures.
The Lolo Peak Fire is about 6 miles by air south of Highway 12 and about 8 miles west of Highway 93. Montana's $60 million reserve fund to fight fires could be halved during what officials say could be an expensive fire season. Conditional budget cuts passed by state lawmakers earlier this year call for removing $30 million from the fire fund if state revenue drops far enough below expectations. That money would go to shore up the state budget and a $200 million rainy day fund. Republican Senator Pat Connell of Hamilton says he is concerned the state could come up short of money to pay for fighting fires. Republican Senator Lou Jones, the architect of the budget cuts, says there are other ways to pay firefighting costs if the season is more expensive than expected. Montana's unemployment rate remained at 3.9% in June. The State Department of Labor and Industry reports that 6,700 jobs were added to the state's economy over the past year, with 220 of those jobs posted in June. The state's unemployment rate was a half percentage point better than the national average. The national unemployment rate was 0.1% higher than the month before. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.